Director of Forestry Fitzgerald Providence said the shortened 2022 hunting seasons for mammals, reptiles, and birds has been established to help the animals recover their populations after the shocks they experienced as a result of the volcanic eruption last year.
This change was due to the recovery from the volcano, as well as other observations, both from the public and from officers, in terms of the location and movement of the partially protected species, which includes the iguana, the manicou, the agouti, and also the birds like the rame pigeon. So because of the recent volcanic eruption and the forest in the process of recovery, we realized that we had to close the hunting season last year because the animals were really stressed and somewhat have been lost. So we have shortened it this year so that the animals would have been given an opportunity to also reproduce. So the hunting season closes at the end of December and not January and February for the mammals and reptiles and birds, as it is usually the case. So we have a shortened season, which would give the animals additional time to recover.
According to Mr. Providence, they have been receiving the cooperation of hunters in following the guidelines set out for hunting. He is, however, reminding people that no hunting should be carried out in wildlife reserves across the country.
In regards to the cooperation, well, we haven't had any reports of persons doing things outside of the ordinary in terms of overhunting or displaying the animals, particularly iguana, in a very inhumane manner. Also, we have also asked persons not to hunt in the reserves, but however, we are getting some reports that persons are hunting in the forest and wildlife reserves, such as Kings Hill Forest, and we are looking into that aspect because those reserves should not be hunted in. You're not supposed to hunt in any forest reserve or any wildlife reserve, which includes the islands, most of the Grenadine Islands, also the Kings Hill Forest, the Cumberland Forest Reserve, and also the Central Mountain Forest Reserve, including the St. Vincent Parrot Wildlife Reserve.
Mr. Providence is also appealing to members of the public to report any incidences of hunters breaching the hunting guidelines set out for them, such as hunting of young or pregnant animals.
So I want the hunters and general population to know that if they find persons that are going to the extreme, which is including hunting undersized animals, or over-hunting in terms of some persons just take too much, or also if the persons are hunting in reserves, such as the Kings Hill Forest Reserve, they have to report these things to the forestry department or the nearest police station. And also, they can make reports on animals if they find animals that are with young during the season. We ask them to report these things so we can better monitor the population and work with them to better regulate the hunting season.
Director of Forestry, Fitzgerald Providence. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.